Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Well, I have a question. I recently had to talk to your customer service department regarding a charge that I did not sign up for. The lady on the phone was very nice to explain to me that I agreed to purchase a trial product. I paid for shipping and handling for it. I got the product, but I didn't realize that it also comes with subscription and agreement. She was nice enough to cancel my subscription, membership, whatever you want to call that, and she refunded me 35% of that charge. Well, since then, I got charged literally like a couple of days later. I got charged by possibly another department in your company. On November 7th, I got charged $124.94 two times on the same day. The description says merch. But I did not order or subscribe for anything. Is there anything we can? So first of all, my credit card fraud department told me to call you guys back and ask for the address so I can return the trial product.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
First name Althea, A as in apple, L as in Linda, F as in Frank, I as in India, Y as in yo-yo, A as in apple. Last name Johnson, Johnson.
Can I get the zip code, please?
85304.
Thank you. Give me one second. Do you know a Tequila Johnson?
Excuse me?
Do you know a Tequila Johnson?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know a Tequila Johnson?
I don't know who it is.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
5534 West Astor Drive, Glendale, Arizona, 85304.
Can I get you to spell your first name again, please?
A as in apple, L as in Linda, F as in Frank, I as in India, Y as in yo-yo, A as in apple.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information. I see that you placed an entry to win a KitchenAid mixer via a survey for $5.74. It was stated within the terms of agreements that that does enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store. I do see that you have been refunded $23.56.
Right. So my credit card fraud department has advised me to first return this trial product. I received a couple of small trial size beauty products, and I have to return them. So I need the address. Where do I return them?
We do not accept returns due to COVID. We no longer have a return warehouse. And I see that this was an entry to win a KitchenAid mixer. We did not ship out any beauty products.
Okay, this is not what the first customer service person said. Okay. Second, does it show on your end any other charges? Because on November 7th, I got charged $124.94 two times. Both times says merchandise.
I see that on October 24th, you were billed $5.74, and then on October 29th, you were billed $67.32, and then refunded, let me see here, $23.56. I do not see any further billings past then.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted from you, and if you do not accept returns, then that's the way it is. At least I can tell them that I tried. So the other charges came from somewhere else. I will have to figure it out.
Thank you
very much for your time.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.